A South East Queensland water filtration company has been fined $20,000 for trying to convince Ipswich residents their tap water was carcinogenic. The Love Springs Water Filtration Company received the fine in the Beenleigh Magistrates Court, where its director was also fined another $5,000. Charlotte Glennie reports from Brisbane.
When Steve Viney opened the door to salesmen trying to interest him in a new water filter system, the Ipswich truck driver suspected something was wrong.
Oh, just actually home from work one day, got a knock at the door, a couple of young blokes, basically sort of, they made it sound like they were from Ipswich City Council, said the council had complaints from this area about dirty water and impurities in it. I sort of picked them up as being a scam pretty well straight away.
The specially printed glossy brochure was the giveaway. Inside was at least one graphic photo which had already come to the attention of local councillor Paul Tully.
My office started receiving complaints in January that there were teams of young people in the Ipswich and, as it turned out, Logan City areas selling off water purifiers for about $1,500. The complaints were that they were being told and being shown pictures of cancerous breasts and being told that the recycled water would kill them, could harm their babies and could eventually cause massive illnesses to people in the community who were basically being flogged water purifiers which they didn't need.
Councillor Tully says over 3 months the Love Springs door-to-door salespeople went to hundreds of Ipswich homes. And residents like Steve Viney say the devices they were selling weren't cheap.
We worked it, it was a rent-to-buy sort of thing over about 12 months. I think we worked out to about $1,600 or something like it. For something you'd go to Kmart or Big W and spend a couple of $100 on.
But Councillor Tully says a number of people were cowed into buying, fearing the sales pitch that if they didn't, they'd risk getting cancer or risk their children developing deformities.
Well, there were a lot of people very concerned about this because there were glossy photographs and very plausible tales being told by these representatives. And people were signing up. They were giving them their personal details, their bank account records to sign up for water purifiers.
It all happened at a time when community concern was running high about a proposal by the Queensland government to add recycled water to the drinking supply if dam levels got too low.
It was at a time when the state government had just completed the recycling pipeline from Brisbane to Wivenhoe Dam, and there was some concern in the community about recycled water, which still hasn't been put into the drinking supplies, but this company was cashing in at a time when there was some fear in the community.
Queensland's Fair Trading Minister Peter Lawler says Love Springs deliberately misled customers, committing serious breaches of fair trading law in order to sell their products.
Well, I think they're completely reprehensible, and of course that's been reflected by the fine of $20,000 which was imposed on Love Springs in the Beenleigh Magistrates Court for misleading Ipswich consumers about the quality of the water supply. And also the director has been had pleaded guilty and was also fined $5,000.
Love Springs is still trading. It markets itself as one of Australia's leading water filtration companies. The World Today spoke to a Love Springs employee this morning who said the company's director wasn't available, but he'd ask him to return our call. As yet, he hasn't.
Charlotte Glennie reporting.